welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Amen. But defining ourselves in 2012, natural versus spiritual. Many times when we grow up with deficits, we lose sight of our natural purpose in search of a spiritual one. Did y'all hear that? Now that makes all the sense in the world. We grow up with a deficit. So something was wrong when we grew up. We grew up under a divorce. We grew up under a single parent. We grew up under a situation. Maybe your daddy was a Mason. Maybe you, whatever. So you were molested or raped or something. Something weird happened while you were growing up. So that put insecurity in you. So when insecurity's in you, you're not secure. So you're always seeking to force some kind of security. And most of the time, you find that security in the approval of people. So you want people to approve of you. Because something happened to you that made you down on yourself or feel bad about yourself. And now you need the applause of people. You need the stamp of approval from somebody. This is why young girls, 12, 11, 10 years old, looking for a boyfriend. Because they need an approval. They need somebody to say that they're cute. Because there was no father there to do it. Somebody hurt them emotionally, and they're looking for somebody to say that. That's why young boys, same thing, need a whole bunch of girls and need to sleep with a bunch of girls so he can prove to himself that he's really something, because he has a deficit. He's not secure within himself. Amen? But we must realize that our natural purpose comes before our spiritual one. I know a lot of people don't agree with that. But our natural purpose comes before our spiritual one. Which one did God make first? The natural. 1 Corinthians 15 and 48. As is the earthly, such are also that are earthly. And is the heavenly, next, such are they which are heavenly. So first, it is natural. Then, it is spiritual. So God made man first as a natural being. And then, spirituality came. Y'all understand? Yeah. Ministry and all those things. So God was really wanting man to just control the earth, be in charge, and enjoy himself as a man. But because sin entered, ministry had to come to try to correct what man was doing wrong. Y'all understand? But originally, that's what we need to look at. The original picture. What did God make us for? It wasn't no ministry. Wasn't no laying hands on nothing. Wasn't no prayer. Wasn't nothing. There was no need for it. If man had just done what he was created to do. That's why we need to get in a position where our stuff is okay. So we can get a prayer through for somebody else. We talked about that last night. What did James say? James said true religion is doing what? Taking care of the fatherless and the widows. What was he really saying? He was saying those that are victims of circumstance, not victims of bad decisions. That's the era of the mega church. The mega church is created with hundreds of ministries for people that are victims of bad decisions. What you thought you was going through, you should have killed yourself and you should have blew your brains out. And what you, yeah, because they keep doing dumb stuff. They're not a victim of circumstance. They're a victim of bad decisions. Quit making bad decisions and you won't want to blow your brains out. It is scientifically proven, I've told you this before, that a child processes the death of a parent better than they do a divorce. The death of the parent, that's the fatherless. That's who ministry is for. The divorced child, that he's a victim of a bad decision. We are creating bad decisions that's causing the next generation to focus on their issues, and they can't focus on everyone else's issues. They can't handle anybody else's stuff because they got too much of their own. Folks say all the time, you just always talking about TDJ. Yeah, that's right. Because he's the one that propagated this. He got the whole church focused on their issues. It's all about you, yourself, what's wrong with you. And they spend 24/7 trying to get you right. That means can't nobody else be helped. If everybody is focused on trying to get themselves, and you get yourself and celebrate yourself, and you should do. That's the opposite of true religion. And that's Antichrist. We are not supposed to even be considering ourselves. No greater love than this, than a man would lay down his life for someone else. Forget about me. But you got to get to a place where you're okay to do that. Got to be loose. How many times are we going to be loose, women? They have to keep getting loose because they keep being bad. Shouldn't have dated him. Shouldn't have slept with him. Shouldn't have looked at him. So every year you got to go back. Oh boy, I'm more stank slutty than I ever been. Woman, thou or loser. I just every year. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. I don't care. You know it's the truth. And that's where we are now. Just a nation full of believers that are concerned about themselves, right, trying to fix themselves, yeah, worried about themselves. Yeah. All those issues. You got health issues. You got mental issues. You got emotional issues. Husband and wife can't get along. So we can't focus on anybody else. The spiritual purpose is always subject to our natural circumstance. In other words, God desires to use us, but he never wants us using him to make us look better. See, that's the first thing you do. That's why as soon as they get saved with issues, self-esteem issues and these kind of things, people get saved. If they're not taught right in the beginning, if sound doctrine is not given to them, if they aren't trained in the beginning, the first thing they're going to do is try to find a ministry. And I see churches, they error with this. As soon as you save, they got you assigned to something. Okay, now you're going to be on the usher board. No, they're not ready for that, because what they're going to do is they're going to attach their issue to that position. And they're going to use that position to look good or look better. No, they need to be built up in the word first and secured by God before you stick them in a position. Because then they holding on to the position. Then they come into church for the position.
Right.
I don't really like it, you know, but I'm going to do the work of the Lord. I'm struggling. I think, why you still go to that church? You hate that church. Yeah, but God just has me there. You're a lie. God don't have folks there in places. You have God while you there, but God don't have you there. That's your choice. Look at somebody and say, you don't have to be here. It's your choice. God desires to use us, but he never wants us using him to make us look better. God wants us secure in our natural roles before we try to fulfill his spiritual call. When God selected Moses, he could have easily allowed him to take his people with him when he fled Egypt. Think about this. Stop reading. Think about it. He's in Egypt. Kills the Egyptian. He's fleeing Egypt. God could have said, no, wait. You go take the people with you. You go tell Pharaoh, let them go. So he could have went and told Pharaoh, we out of here. And took everybody with him right then.
That's right.
Moses wasn't ready to lead nobody. He couldn't lead himself.
That's right.
So what did God do? God sent him to Jethro instead, because he wanted him to learn to be a man, learn how to work a job, and how to raise a family before he ever allowed him to be a deliverer for his people.
That's right.
Moses, he couldn't do it the way he was.
Right.
He was spoiled. Everything in Egypt was given to him. He didn't know any responsibility. He had issues because he was adopted and given up. So what did God do? God sent him to a man that was a good man, taking care of his daughters, taking care of his flock, taking care. He was a good illustration. And God put him under Jethro so he could learn man things. The natural first before he ever got the spiritual. He could have had a burning bush experience right there in Egypt.
That's right.
Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Did you hear this? So before there was ever a burning bush, Moses knew how to lead, how to keep the flock.
Right.
Y'all hear that? Before, this is before the burning bush.
Yeah, that's right.
And while he was working on a job, look at somebody say job.
Job.
While he was on his job, bush started burning. Exodus 4 and 18. And Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said unto him, let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they yet be alive. And Jethro said to Moses, go in peace. In other words, he went to his authority, his boss, and he said, can I have some time off to go check on my people in Israel? He didn't even go to him and say, God got this great thing for me to do. He want me to lead all his people out. I mean, you know, so Jethro, you need to submit and let me be your spiritual covering. Nuh-uh. He didn't tell him about it. He's like, hey, I just need to go check on my family. That's security. Moses, God secured him. Oh, this is good stuff. The Bible shows us that God in most cases calls those that have an occupation or are content with their natural state before he garnishes them with a spiritual call. A discontent person that's not happy with themselves, God's not calling you. You got an issue and you're going to use God and you're going to pervert the gospel to make yourself look better. Matthew says, and Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee, when he saw the two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net in the sea, what were they doing? They was working a job. Jesus came on the job. Look at that. Y'all think he just put this in there just so y'all could just hear a nice story? No, this is intentional. Jesus went and these men were working a job. Somebody said, well, where's the women? Where they was at home taking care of their houses.
Right.
Ain't nobody ready for this message. Oh, this message don't work in 2012. Somebody after they watch part 7, hit me on Twitter. Now, what are you saying? Are you saying women can't pastor? I said, brother, let me just find it in the Bible and call me back.
Right.
You know, I just don't have time for that.
Right.
I understand where people are in their minds and what they would like to have happened.
Right.
And what they would like the Bible to say.
Right.
I understand that. But I don't have time for that.
Right.
I have to go by what I know it says.
That's
y'all know, that's just me. Yeah, when it hurts me, I still have to just go by it.
Right.
Can I preach in this place? Some folk don't like it. The Bible said they were casting their net in the sea because they had a job, for they were fishers. Why is the Bible saying this? Because God wants you to know they were working, men.
That's right.
I tell them all the time, you under pastor and you don't even know his work record. You don't know his work history. We need to check that like it's a job. You know, we need that posted somewhere. Where did he work before he started pastoring?
Right.
Has he ever worked a job?
Because
God called all these men off their jobs. And you know why he did that? Because when he left, it's time for you to work. You don't have a worth ethic. You don't know how to work. Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother. And he said unto them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. When we don't embrace this principle, it creates a spiritual person with no natural balance. You know, that's the pastor that has 10 services a week, Monday through Friday. He don't want to be at home. He don't have nothing else to do.
That's right.
He preaching 8 services on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Amen.
He wants you there every day. Everybody there don't even like it, but they got positions. See, he tricked you. He gave you a position to make sure you're there. You didn't know that trick? Now I need you there every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. When am I going to spend time for your wife? I ain't got no time for my wife. That's because you don't want to be with your wife. I want to be with my wife, pastor. I know you. Everybody know you don't like her. We know by all the time you spend here and why she's never here. She ain't never here. You go to a church where you don't ever see the first lady and she ain't visible. And when you see her, she's not happy.
Right.
Something is wrong, and you better run for your life for your own marriage.
Right.
Y'all know divorce is like cancer.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Soon as a man of God gets a divorce, a pastor over church, all the other men looking for a road out.
Right.
Pastor saying good things about all the women in the church and never say anything good about his own wife. Run for the hills.
Yeah.
Run for the hills. That's a jive turkey.
Yes.
And what they start doing, they start preaching about divorce to just try to, you know, every week they just kind of mention it. Now, you know, there might be some divorces in here, but God said, you know, every week dropping another one. Yeah, some people can't get along and they may divorce, but God, he's setting you up and getting you ready because he's about to do it.
Yeah.
Look at somebody and say, wake up. People like this will usually attempt to use ministry as a band-aid to cover up a deficit. When we seek God for ministry, we are usually running from discontentment or natural flaws. Y'all hear that? When we seek God for ministry, that means every time you're praying, you're asking God, use me, Lord, use me. That's why I hate that prayer of Jabez came out. And I understand what Jabez was praying. He wasn't praying for it to be seen by people, but that's the new age twist that Oprah Winfrey then put on it. Yeah, that was her favorite book.
Right.
Anything that's her favorite book, something's wrong with it. You need to throw it away.
Because
she's twisted. But they took it and they twisted it to make it look like God wants us to promote ourselves and be bigger. Quit praying that and just get a relationship with God. Why are you always praying for more? Just pray for God. More of God. If I get more of you, God, I trust you enough to send me where I need to be, place me where I need to be. I just trust you. Help me blow up, Lord. Blow me up, God. Just blow me up. God one day is just going, pow, and really. Arms going to go over there and he's going to blow you up. He's sick of you. Last person that did that, he threw him out of heaven. That's what he was saying. He said, I will ascend into heaven. I'm going to blow up. When we seek God only to be used by him, we are usually trying to use him to cover up issues and bad choices. Did y'all hear that? when we seek God only to be used by him. So you only want to use him. You only pray and talk to God so you can try to use him as an occasion to do something for him so you can feel better about your crazy self. God wants to fix the crazy.
That's right.
Amen. He wants to deal with the crazy.
That's right.
But you want to skip over the crazy, just put a band-aid on that gaping hole that's bleeding and try to do some ministry. We should be available for God to use us whenever he desires. But our availability is not just something we claim, but rather it's being content in the natural with our creation roles. That's when you're available. When you're content with what God created you for. And it wasn't for ministry. Boy, I feel somebody looking at me square. But you know that's the truth. Philemon said, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be what?
Content.
That means I need to be satisfied with who I am before God ever uses me. The head of every man is who? Christ is the head of every man. And the head of every woman is what?
Man.
Any opposes? Man was created first to do what? Rule over the earth. And he was given a job. God gave him a job. When Eve came along, the man became the covering of his family and provider for him. Case closed.
Yes.
Is that just a done deal?
Yeah.
He was not given ministry until he got that part right. Ministry came along after the natural purpose was established, and God only called those that were ready in the natural to do his spiritual work.
Yeah.
Woman was created as a helpmeet for man. Eve was created to bear children and nurture her children and teach them. While the man works and provides, the woman nurtures and takes care of her home. This is not to say that women cannot help others or work outside of her home, but she should always give her husband and children what?
First priority.
First priority. And should always seek to be affirmed by what she was created for.
Uh-oh.
See, some women are affirmed by their occupation and the money they out there making. They're not affirmed by their children. They're not affirmed by taking care of their husband. They frown upon women like that now.
That's right.
You just at home taking care of your family. Oh, that's all you do? You just at home? What? That's what I'm supposed to do. That's what I was made for.
Yeah.
That's what you was made for, too.
Yeah.
We'd have a whole lot less reproductive problems in women.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I can't get no amens on that. I just need you to tell the truth. That's where they come from.
Yes, sir.
All these cysts and masses and stuff that grow inside of them. You know what that really is? That's your body trying to find a place for the load that you've taken on.
Yeah.
Because a woman's not supposed to carry that kind of load.
That's right.
So it's trying to find a place in your body, and it just grows into something.
That's right.
And sits in there. Because you're not doing what you were created to do.
That's right.
Oh, I can't.
That's right. Amen.
Or you fall in some foolishness.
Yeah.
Fall in some person that's creeping into the houses of the silly women laden with lust.
Yeah.
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 That's
right.
Oppressed by their sinfulness is the definition.
Yeah.
Can't find a man, won't ever have a man, no man ever want him because they under a gay pastor.
Yeah. That's true.
So ain't no real man gonna follow him anyway, so ain't no real men in there. Oh boy. I just. I know I'm telling the truth. I know I'm telling the truth. I don't need you. I'm telling the truth. I asked my doctor. My doctor is probably the best doctor I've ever met. And I asked him about that. I said, man, you know, I just feel like that some of these problems, some of them, not all the time. Some of it, you know, what you're eating and how you, all that kind of stuff. Y'all know there are variables. I said, I just feel like some of these problems that women are having is because women are taking on too much. He said, you are right. He said, it is scientifically proven. He said, women are carrying loads that a woman's body wasn't created for. All that stress and worry and stuff, women just start turning into something else. I mean, you're not made for that. Then they got you taking weird medicines and beta blockers and all this kind of stuff. Your body don't even know what to do. You weren't created for that. So all these things start growing in masses and different things because the stress and worry and all this things, it has nowhere to go. Your body can't process it. So your body looks for a place to deposit it. So don't be worrying about it, women. Even if you're single, you ain't married or whatever, don't be worried about stuff. Just go to your job and just enjoy Jesus. You can enjoy him. Quit trying to balance these old jive turkey men and, Lord, I need a husband. That ain't how you get a husband. A husband has to find you. Shut up. If you're ready, then God will send one. But if you have never put yourself in a position to be ready, when you're ready, they'll find you. Amen? But you got to be in the right place. Amen? Go to a pastor's church that got some sense, and there'll be some men in there.
Right.
And, let me take that back, because where the men at? But y'all know what I'm saying. You go to the Jive Turkey Church, it's going to be Jive Turkey men in there.
That's right.
You ain't going to ever get the right one. Then you're going to have to settle. Oh, women, don't settle. Look, somebody say, don't settle. He just some junk, but he got legs. And women, the woman was created as a helpmeet for man. Did I finish the minute? Yeah. Eve was created to bear children and nurture her children and teach them. Teach them. Yeah. Teach them. You want a ministry. Teach your children. Teach your children. That's ministry. You preach a sermon. And the good thing about the children is they're growing up under the admonition of what you're teaching them, so you get to see the results and experience the results forever. Now, you want a microphone and somebody carrying your Bible and an armor bearer. And when men fulfill their God-given natural responsibilities, then they are fit for spiritual responsibilities. Then you're fit. When you learn how to take care of your family, then you're fit. When you learn how to work a job and spend some time on the job, then you're fit. God ain't going to call you off your job after 6 weeks. What is and you can't put that on your resume.
That's right.
I just feel like God wants me to go full-time ministry. Don't nobody know you. You got 2 likes on your Facebook page. How you gonna get paid? Now God will make a way. No, he's not. He won't make a way.
No, he's not.
Not in your case.
No.
Your way is your check that you're getting right now for working.
That's right.
Don't you know there's no vision without provision?
Yeah.
It ain't time to do it if you don't have the money.
That's right.
Ain't that simple?
That's your sign.
That's your sign right there. If you don't have the money, you can't do it. I have people emailing me all the time, brother, I just believe that God is telling you to sow a seed because we're trying to build this and we're trying to do that. And I email them back, if you don't have the money, you can't do it.
Right.
That's your sign that God is not ready for you to do this. Then I have to type in tongues like Bonham. Lay my arm on the keyboard. It ain't time to do it. I mean, I don't know how to say it. I need to say it in tongues, in Spanish, Italian. What do you want me to say? You don't have no money, you can't do it. When I didn't have the money, I couldn't do it.
That's right.
I wasn't calling churches trying to see where I could shoot the truth behind hip-hop video.
That's right.
They told me, they said, we'll pay for everything. We'll even buy your clothes.
Yeah.
That's what God said. There's the provision. Now it's time to do it.
Yeah.
There's provision with vision.
Yes.
I can tell you if it's God or not.
Yeah.
All right. That's right.
About whether or not you got some money. You know what I'm saying? I'm leaving my job. I'm going out full time. Well, you're going to be very, very hungry. You're going to be doing ministry with crusty lips and your rib cage showing. Because you don't have no money. And God forbid you get some of mine.
Amen.
I ain't giving you nothing.
Amen.
I ain't blessing you. I ain't sowing nothing. Because when I wanted to eat, I had to work a job.
That's right.
I have to work now if I want to eat.
That's right.
Y'all think I don't work?
Right.
You just got it made. Y'all don't know me. You don't know me. Man, I'm preaching in here. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee or forsake thee. So he's saying, just shut up talking about what you don't have and be content.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to put pressure on God like that's going to... Y'all remember when the charismania started that? You put pressure on God. I dare you to just put pressure on God. God will kill you. Who you think you are? Come before him and just demand it. God, you said this and I better have it in the bank. God will just... Who you think you're talking to? They misinterpreted the come boldly, didn't they? They over exaggerated that. That don't mean you come before God. God, you have this and that. I need it. I give it here. Can't you see, God? I'm tired of this Negro. Gabriel, somebody better go tell him. He don't know who he dealing with. I'm tired of him. I mean, can you see that God had to sit up there and just laughing? What? He crazy. He is crazy. The devil sit up there like, now, God, now, you know I do some stuff, but I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't never disrespected you. When you told me to flee, I fled. But that right there, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That dude is just crazy. He can't come to hell. We're just going to let him fall past hell. He's just like, ain't this my stop? No. Keep going. You going to the bottomless pit. Ain't no bottom. Just keep falling. When women look past their earthly responsibilities and try to have ministry instead of being the helpmeet and nurturer that they were created to be, they will cause problems for their family, children, and generation to come. You can work a job and still do this. I'm not saying that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, preferably if you have a child, you need to be home with your child. I will tell anybody that. But if you just have to be out working, you just got to balance this and try to manage it because your children need you. Okay? There's stuff in you that's not in the husband. He can't give it to him. I don't care how hard he tries. He can't turn certain switches on. He don't have those switches. And when he got them, he's switching. Switching the switches. Just turn this one on and this one. Switching. There's something wrong with that. No, a man wasn't meant to be at home. That's why your kid's so bad.
Right.
Tell people that all the time. You get, I'm going to stay home, dad, and your kid's crazy. You ain't no nurturer. You can't nurture. Feeding them chips and cookies all day. And just, you know what I'm saying? Trying to make them eat what you eat. Bread all day, just bread. That bread, when I grew up, bread and mayonnaise sandwiches and sugar and... Woman come home. I mean, what's wrong with the kids? Can I get an amen in here? I mean, is this not the truth? How you gonna change God's order? How you gonna just make a decision to do things different? And when women seek to have authority over men, oh boy, rather than being a helpmeet, they curse their own lives. This is why they seek ministry, because it covers up the issues and makes them look better in their own eyes and in the eyes of others. Summary, our roles define us naturally, and God uses us spiritually based on these roles. God doesn't change the roles for the calling, but he calls based on the roles.
All right,
let me say that again. God doesn't change the roles for the calling, but he calls based on the roles. You don't think he knows what he's doing?
Right.
He knows exactly what he's doing. He made us.
That's right.
He knew who to call. Jesus knew exactly who to call. He went to who he knew to call.
That's right.
He needed one to handle the money. He needed a doctor. He knew everything he needed. He needed a devil to betray him. And he called each one that he needed.
Yeah.
All you have to do is read the word, and you will see that God looked at the natural before he called people into the spiritual. In other words, he wants us naturally responsible before we can have spiritual responsibility. When we line up to his plan naturally, then we are in the best position to be a spiritual light to the world. 1 Timothy 5:8. But if any provide not for his home. This is not just talking about men. It's talking about everybody. Women being the nurturer. You taking care of the children. If any. He could have said if any man. But he said if any provide not for his home. Especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. That's what that word infidel means. You worse than a sinner in God's eyes if you don't provide for your house. That means, women, if you're not nurturing your children and you're not a helpmeet unto your husband, you worse than an infidel. Men, if you're not paying the bills and taking care of your family and working a job, you worse than an infidel. Worse than an unbeliever in God's eyes. That shows you that the natural first and then the spiritual.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective from G. Craig Lewis, founder of EX Ministries and pastor of Adamant Believers Council in Grand Prairie, Texas. If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a financial blessing to us, please send your donation to EX Ministries, P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at www.exministries.com.